This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at Sierra.com.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute.
Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey everybody, Tim Kawakami here, 49ers plus minus, recording this on Sunday with 49ers playoff matchup set. I'm here with my co-host, The Athletic's Matt Barros. 49ers get the sixth seed, play the third seeded Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon, West Coast time. It's going to be an evening, basically a night game in Philadelphia, 1:30 West Coast time, 4:30 East Coast. It will be dark. It will be cold. I looked at the forecast. No precipitation, though there might be. There was some precipitation forecast for Saturday, so that might slide into Sunday with kind of declining temperatures. It's going to be a little warm in Philadelphia during the week, but it's going to cool down on over the weekend. You ready for this, Barros? You're embracing all this? I think you just jokingly have claimed that that's the one you did not want to go to.
It wasn't a joke.
Your number one choice. You love the people of Philadelphia.
They're such sweet people. I have been mentally preparing myself for this for, I don't know, a couple of months now. It just seemed like that this was going to happen. Like the one team that they didn't want to go on the road to play is their first round opponent. And, you know, they're a lot like the Seahawks. The defense isn't quite as good. The offense doesn't score quite as much, but you know, they're a team that likes to run the ball. They, you know, going into this game against the Commanders, which was sort of a throwaway game, they had attempted more runs than passes, which in this day and age is rare, but it kind of shows you where their heart is. And that 49ers defense that was playing Saturday night, God bless their hearts. They're giving it their all. I don't remember a defense as talentless making the playoffs. No. I mean, and I'm not just talking about the 49ers. I'm talking about the NFL. I mean, I wonder if you have to go back to the Don Coryell San Diego Chargers days where that offense just sort of carried them through the playoffs. But somehow they managed to get even more threadbare at that position, losing D. Winters, losing Tatum Bethune, Shanahan certainly didn't know if they're going to be available for round one. You know, the way those guys came off the field, I would be a little bit dubious about that.
Bethune went back in the game. He probably shouldn't have. The way he was limping, you see how he was limping in the locker room?
Well, he went back in the game and got hurt again.
He came out for one injury, went back in,
and got a second injury and didn't come back after that. Luke Gifford, I didn't see him get hurt, but he wasn't playing at the very end. He might be ready. Curtis Robinson was a healthy scratch. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's certainly going to be up. They're out of elevations for Eric Kendricks, so they're going to have to, you know, permanently sign him to the active roster. I think that they were going to do that anyway. And then your guy, Jalen Graham, would come up from the practice squad for the game. And then I looked into Nick Martin. Remember, he went on IR because he's had trouble getting through the concussion protocol. He has to sit out one more game anyway, just having gone on IR. You can't come back after only 3 weeks. I think they have to be out for four. So he's ineligible to come back. So it's
Garrett Wallow, baby, linebacker.
Against Saquon, a rested Saquon Barkley, a rested Jalen Hurts, and arrested Lane Johnson in that offensive line. So, I mean, God bless you if you're picking the 49ers in this one, but that's going to be very difficult to do.
Garrett Wallow, primetime game. It's all set up. It's all in the stars. I can't imagine Winters is going to play. I think Bethune is very, very questionable. We do know with the 49ers. If they say maybe, it's probably no, right? That's just it's just not something that they can count on for any of those guys. Trent Williams is a who knows. Ricky Pearsall is a who knows. The way that the players were talking, it sounded like Pearsall might be even less of a chance than Trent Williams. So we can go through all this. Everyone knows it's injury, injury, injury. But, yeah, I guess the point is to draw Philadelphia when you're down on defense, when you're down physically on defense, when you're down in the front seven on defense is very similar to drawing the Seahawks. And I think maybe the Eagles are even more dangerous running the ball because of Saquon. You know, Saquon can just take it to the house on you. You know, Kenneth Walker sure did a nice job against 49ers on many plays, but he's not exactly a house call guy, and Saquon absolutely is. Plus, they have all the other guys on the outside. Plus, you got to defend Jalen Hurts, too. These are all going to be issues for the 49ers. Let's get a little to the Seahawks game. We don't talk too much about it. 49ers lose the battle for the number one seed in the NFC 13-3. The defense had many, many problem areas, missed tackles being number one, that 3rd and 17, give up a run to get the first down late in the game was brutal. Could have recovered a fumble. The Ter Gross Mottos just missed, but it only gave up 13 points. Now, two missed field goals, but that's still not terrible. They only gave up one touchdown. The problem was the offense, which I guess might even be more ominous for the 49ers because we know the offense has to carry them. We know that they got to go up and down the field to counter all the defenses missing, all that they give up. Only, I think, 169 yards of offense, their season low, which was only time I think they've been under 200. And that's counting that Texans game where they just got destroyed. What do you think happened there offensively, Bears? We know the Seahawks are good defensively, but this was a smoking 49er offense that just hit a wall. Where would you put your finger on what happened there and what is the biggest concern going into an Eagles game?
The offensive tackles did not play well at all in this game. And it wasn't just Austin Pleasance who didn't play well. It was Colton McKivitz who allowed, you know, four QB pressures. There was that play, the oddball 4th-and-1 play where they went for Kittle kind of coming across the middle. McKivitz was beaten, you know, within a nanosecond. He was on the ground and DeMarcus Lawrence was past him and in Purdy's face. Purdy just needed, you know, a half second more, and he would have either thrown to Kittle, and he wasn't quite as open, I don't think, as Kyle Shanahan portrayed it after the game. He doesn't have the benefit of watching the All 22, but it was a kind of pick your poison situation for the Seahawks defensive back. So if he was going to sneak up for Kittle, the wide receiver to Kittle's left would have been wide open for, you know, a walk-in touchdown, presumably. But it got foiled because of that. So I think that that was a major issue. The Seahawks defensive line was just beating them up all night. It seemed like they had 13, 14 guys on the field at all times. It was just fast. It was nothing to the outside. Even Purdy is like, you know, the rabbit out there. He's usually the guy that gets away. He could not find the corner against the Seahawks. It was a very, very well-played, well-coached game against the Seahawks. I think the 49ers got fortunate in week one to play them early on, you know, when they're kind of still finding their stride for the season. But right now, they're at full stride. That's a very, very good defense. It was the opposite for the 49ers. They just could not really disrupt Sam Darnold. He was okay to throw mostly check down, didn't have a gaudy game, 20 of 26. But they didn't need to have big plays in the passing game. They got their big plays in the running game, and that's what I think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to try to do as well.
It's going to be physical. It's going to be run the ball and then run the ball and then play action. It's like the 49ers playing themselves in some ways. Yeah, except for they don't have the defensive players. They don't have Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Mikal Williams and we could now D Winners and possibly Tatum Bethune. All these things that we've seen them lose is going to come up. And, yeah, that's what the Seattle game is. It did feel like this could be a playoff preview of what the 49ers will face. I picked them to win. I was wrong. You picked them to lose. You were right. I thought the offense was going to just score some touchdowns. I did, and once again, Barrows has got constant noise going on over his, whether it's the heater or the phone.
It's Sam Farmer calling me.
Yeah, there you go. We'll pick him up.
Sam basically wants me to write whatever his next column is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is. It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
That's the Sam Farmer.
Everybody, I rate that. Barrows, colon, blast, L.A. Sam Farmer. it's a tough matchup. We know it's a long flight. They do get the extra day. They play Sunday, not Saturday. I think they will take that after they said it again, two short weeks, back-to-back, two short weeks, and that does take a toll late in the season. They did have a late bye, though. So, you know, some of that, you could have rest. You got some rest late. You got some guys back late. But they'll get an extra day. I'm sure that, you know, they won't practice till Wednesday. They'll fly out on Friday. Whoever can be healthy will be healthy. It's just going to be a tough time for everyone, and that offense has to be red hot. You know, I think we've seen no Trent Williams plus no one number one receiver, even Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy aren't able to go up and go up and down the field against a very good defense and a very well-coached defense, which we know the Eagles are with Vic Fangio, with all those stars they have on defense too. That defensive line is going to be rough. Barrows, Jalen Carter.
Had a day of rest, too.
Yeah. And the 49ers don't have good memories from a playoff trip to Philadelphia not too long ago. Not the greatest setup, but they could have won that game on Saturday, and they would not have had that setup. It is interesting. This is, you know, they've gone into the playoffs as the number one seed. They've gone into the playoffs as a hot team that wasn't the one seed, but you still had high expectations. That's not this team. I think they kind of feed off of it, but you also have that kind of expectation because you're not as good. So it's the combo. Like, you're not as good, you're justifiably not considered one of the top three, four teams in the NFC. They aren't. They're the sixth seed by definition. But also makes them looser, maybe, you think, Barrows? Like, there isn't this Titan height. Oh, my God, everything that happens is going to weigh so much. They've done well with that. But I think it might be a little different to the mood of this. Go take a shot. Go take a fling at this. See what you can do. Doesn't matter if you're not good enough, but maybe there'll be a different mood. Would you expect something like that, Barrows?
I mean, I could see that happening at the beginning, but it's a 60-minute game. I just think that attrition and, you know, just, you know, might versus right is going to take over at some point. I would be very surprised if they won the game, and they would have to win it with, obviously, big plays and big takeaways, maybe the special teams, which was – hasn't been as good the last two games, steps up. I thought the Seahawks had a really great special teams, you know, coverage-wise. The Jason Myers missed two kicks, which is part of the 49ers' formula for winning. Just yes, count on your opponent to blow a couple of kicks. He also kicked one out of bounds sort of inexplicably, which was interesting. But, yeah, very hard. I mean, I could see them, you know, coming out and landing a couple of blows early. You know, the Seahawks did rest their starters, and maybe that means that they won't be
Eagles rested their starters.
The Eagles rested a few of their starters. They couldn't rest all of their starters. This isn't the preseason when you've got 90 guys. But I mean, I could see it in the beginning, but like I said, I just don't see them winning this game, 60-minute game in Philadelphia. You said something interesting earlier about it was like the 49ers playing themselves. It's so funny. You go back and you look at the week one game book, and the 49ers held the ball for almost 38 minutes in that game. They dominated the play clock, and they dominated time of possession and first downs and all that stuff. Well, the Seahawks last night had the ball for almost the exact same amount of time that the 49ers did in week one. And that was the most that the 49ers had the ball week one, aside from the overtime win against the Rams. So, you know, as far as kind of controlling the pace, that's what the 49ers did in week one. And the Seahawks just flipped the script on them in this game. The 49ers had three missed tackles in week one. Tim, they had 18 missed tackles last night. which I just think kind of just perfectly describes what happened to this team between early September and early January. I mean, the defense just fell apart. There's just no means to recover at this point. You're going in with your Garrett Wallows, with your, Cleveland Furls. That's what you got to rely on. And I think it's going to take an element of luck to win this one.
Nobody gets more irritated at this time. Well, maybe Robert Saleh, but beyond that, Matt Barros, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Not on missed tackles, and very, very keenly aware of it. And they were missing them all over the place last night. What night was it? Yeah, last night. I guess a blur right now.
Saturday.
A blur. Yeah. And it is, and like you said, who's going to do it on defense? Like who's the guy you could say, okay, make a play. I would have said over the last several weeks, Tana Bethune or D Winters. I don't know who, I guess Lenore, but Lenore's not a big, interception guy, and he doesn't get the ball thrown to him very much.
Yeah, have to stay away from him.
Yeah, Renato Green is the one that people are going after, no question. Up and Stout, you can't really go away from the nickel corner, and he played a really good game. He was all over the ball. I don't think if he missed a tackle, maybe just one, was all over it. Run support for a little guy was really, he might be their most important defensive player, given everything else they've lost. Obviously, whoever's going to play Mike is going to be huge. It's probably going to be Curtis Robinson. But, he's third string, fourth string, basically fourth string, right? I mean, I don't even know if they would have preferred him. It's just it's an amazing situation for them to be in going to playoffs for a team that has, it's been proudest of their defense through these years, really. They had the personnel, they had the Pro Bowlers, they had all these guys that they could just make sure they could stop you. And that's what travels in the playoffs. And that's going to be, even if they find a way to win this game in Philly, let's say they do. Philly can get into a slump offensively. Hey, let's say the 49ers win the toss and take the ball and go down and score. This would be one where I would imagine that's not impossible, or more likely, like you get the ball first if the Eagles win the toss and defer, which they probably would do. But it's a chance, get a score up, get the Eagles feeling tight, the fans getting anxious, see what you can do. That might be your best way into it. But even then, if the 49ers win that one, they'd have to go on the road. If you look at it, they likely could go back to Seattle for the second round. I really hadn't thought about that, but that's what you'd be probably be the lowest seed if you win as the six, unless Green Bay upsets the Bears. Then they would be the team that would play the one seed. But if that doesn't happen and the 49ers win, they would go back to Seattle, probably playing on Saturday on a short week, Barros, and I know they'd love that. But once again, your defense would be exposed and your offense would have to try to meet the moment. And we've seen that offense is going to have a hard time. They had a hard time at Levi's. Can you imagine what that's going to happen like in Seattle, where we know how Lumen Field, right? It's still called Lumen Field these days. It is a tough, tough atmosphere. This is what you get when you got to go on the road. But the past 49er teams, what, two of those NFC Championship teams, I think, had to come on the road at Philly, at LA. They lost both of those games, but they had good defenses, right? You could say this defense can hold the other team down. We know we can't say that about this team. Although, while it was going back and forth, the craziness of watching the Eagles and the Commanders, where the Commanders beat the Eagles right after the Bears just blew a game to the Lions. It didn't matter to the Lions, and it did matter to the Bears. They were trying to win to seal up the two seed. Once they lost, they needed the Commanders to beat the Eagles, which they did. I was thinking, man, the Bears wouldn't have been a terrible draw for the 49ers. If the Eagles had found a way to beat the Commanders, the Eagles didn't really care. Maybe they didn't really want to win in that game. Maybe there's some motivation for the 49ers. Oh, it looked like the Eagles were trying to draw us. I don't know, really trying. I think they just accepted this okay result. Going to Chicago, not only because there's lots of flights to Chicago, just for my own personal thing, and I like Chicago, it wouldn't have been bad for the 49ers, I think, because that's not a defense that you think is, we saw what the 49ers did to that defense. No, we saw that what the Bears offense did to the 49ers, but it just isn't a physical, it doesn't jump out to you like, oh my God, we got to be ready for this physically. The Bears are fine on defense. They're not great. And again, the 49ers when they're going well can go right through them. Were you thinking that when it was up in the air, when it really could have been the 49ers drawing the Bears instead of the Eagles?
Oh, yeah. I thought that, you know, as far as the teams that made the playoffs in the NFC would have gone, as far as what the 49ers would have preferred, it would have gone Panthers 1, Bears 2. And then, you know, kind of a toss up, probably the Eagles 3, Rams 4, Seahawks 5. But yeah, I mean, that would have been a game where I would have thought it would be more likely that the 49ers could win a shootout, because we just saw them do that against that very team. You know, Trent Williams comes back, presumably Ricky Pearsall comes back, presumably, and you score, you try to get to, you know, 35 or 40 points in that game. Much more realistic to do that against the Bears than the Philadelphia Eagles. You were just talking about linebacker groups and how much pride the 49ers have taken in defense over the years. This is the team that sported Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman for a stretch, Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw for a stretch, and likely will be starting Eric Kendricks and or Garrett Wallow or Curtis Robinson in this game. And I think that Eric Kendricks will end up, this is if Bethune doesn't play. And if Fred Warner doesn't have some miracle comeback this week, which I should put out right now, is highly unlikely. Aggregate highly.
Yeah. Barrows says it's unlikely. I don't think that's getting aggregated, but
it's
this week. Maybe the next week. I would say, come on, really seriously, maybe for the NFC Championship game, should
go that far. I think that's right. I mean, he hasn't practiced yet, so they're not going to have him practice for 3 days and then put him in a game situation. It's going to be at least a week, probably 2 weeks of kind of gearing up and getting up to speed. But I think that Kendricks is probably their best bet at middle linebacker with Bethune out. And then the question is, who do you like at weak side linebacker? I mean, that guy has to be able to move, has to be able to travel. I don't think that Curtis Robinson, you know, he might be the choice just because you're down to very few linebackers at that point. But I wonder if Wallow would be the guy that they would pick, Wallow or Jalen Grant at this point.
They played Wallow last night. I mean, they clearly think he can play, and I didn't see him getting blown off. Who knows? I mean, he's clearly not D Winners, but that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the guy that I didn't even know how to spell his name until like halftime last night.
Just one T in Garrett.
One T in Garrett, and it's Wallow, not Wallau, which is the way I was spelling it. But I don't really hit myself for that. I didn't even know he's on the team till he started. I was like looking at who is this person in that number. Did not know. Number 49. That's who it was.
There you go.
It is a very, very different way to go into this game. Hey, the Rams almost blew it against the Cardinals. I mean, they were down late and then came back with a bunch of touchdowns, and they're just a better team. But that would have been amazing. I thought that would have been, you know, however much the 49ers wanted that, and they should have wanted it. And Kittle called it out, which I was a little surprised it was that specific, but he's right. I don't at all dispute. I always like players telling the truth, but kind of calling out the NFC South winner, but he's 100% right. The Rams are going to be, I'm sure they already are, big favorites to win that game in Carolina. The 49ers would have been favorites. But it almost would have been a false sense of the playoffs, I think. It would almost been like another regular season game to play Carolina, because you know this is not what you have to go through to get to the NFC Championship game. It's one game that down less that you have to, you know, you have to worry about feasibly, and maybe you luck into the next one. You only have to luck into one game in order to get the NFC Championship game. I won't think it's like a real game for the Rams either. It's just not. We've seen how mediocre that division is. We've seen how many, although Carolina beat the Rams, it is unique. They can make plays. We've seen them make plays against the 49ers, but this is almost better. Just see if they're ready for this. If they're ready for this, they'll play up, even up with the Eagles and maybe win. Neither one of us thinks that's likely, but you're going to have to play these guys anyway, somewhere. Like, you're going to have to beat good teams. You didn't win on Saturday in order to set up the perfect road. This is the road you got. Let's see what you can, you know, if you can beat the Eagles in Philadelphia, you can go beat anybody. a little bit like that team that went on the road during COVID and what won in Green Bay and one, what was the one after that? I can't even remember now.
I thought that Green Bay was the one. That was the block punt when Talanoa Hufanga recovered
it
in the
end. No, Dallas. It was Dallas, then Green Bay, then right. LA. Yeah, so they went on the road twice, three times, lost in the NFC Championship game. I think Rams were even a lower seeded team that year. Or the Harbaugh team, the last Harbaugh playoff team at Carolina, also at Green Bay, kiss Barros's head, and then lose at Seattle. This could be something like that. Those were much more healthy teams. They had much better healthy defensive players. I don't know that this is at all the same. I just thought of those things when a 49er team gets kind of, I remember Jimmy was making some plays in that other run. It just doesn't seem like if it was going to happen, it was going to happen at home, and it didn't happen on Saturday at home. So enough with that. Any other thoughts you have about how yesterday's game bleeds into this playoff run, however long it goes?
Well, only that if they had played Carolina and, you know, the 49ers were rooting to play against a team that had a losing record, which is, you know, what you would want to do.
Yep.
It would have gotten them 1 week closer to possibly having Fred Warner back too. And once he comes back, then, you know, you could at least make the argument that, okay, that changes the dynamic. That changes the energy. That gives them something. I just don't think that they have it now. They just don't have any talent on defense at the moment. And it's not their fault. I mean, it's what happened to them during the season. And it's remarkable that they've gotten as far as they have. But when you have to have a stop, when you have to summon something, a sack, an interception, something, you know, the last 2 weeks, they haven't been able to do that. And the John Lynch reaction to the third and 17 run is what everybody, you know, what every 49ers fan was thinking. Are you kidding me? How can you let up a 19-yard run on this play? And, you know, on that play, it starts with Bryce Huff, who's, you know, in on, you know, third and long. He's there to, you know, play what's got to be a pass play, and he gets blocked fairly handily by Cooper Kupp, 30-something-year-old, 200-pound receiver. So all of a sudden, the edge is open, and nobody's there to make a play. And, you know, that's what you get when you've got okay linebackers and okay defensive ends. And, safeties that have a hard time tackling. I know that you don't want to hear about missed tackles anymore, but there were a lot.
I sure do. Yeah. They run really fast, and then they keep running because they don't actually take the guy down. They go flying by.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet, and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it. It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Which is not classical tackling procedure. I will just do a brief little thing here. I won't go long on this, but someone brought it up to me on Twitter, so I will mention this is part of what not having these veterans around who you discarded in the offseason. Now, they had a great season. They were more right about this than a lot of the things I said. But generally what I said was they could have afforded to keep Leonard Floyd. They tried to keep Dre Greenlaw. Those would not be terrible guys. Now, maybe they would have got hurt too, or maybe you wouldn't have had the development D winners. I'm accepting on a lot of these things, but they could have afforded this depth. Injuries happen in the NFL. You just want good players out there. Dre Greenlaw had gone through his own injury questions. I understand that. But I was talking to Kittle the other day, and he mentioned Hufanga like several times just as a guy that they miss, just in conversation. Not that the other players aren't great, but it's just somebody else who makes plays. Somebody else who you can say, can you turn the tide here? And maybe it was all too expensive, but not all of them. Not every single one of the guys that they got rid of. And they could have fit him under the cap. That wasn't the question. So I don't want to go back, I was so right. They far exceeded. I thought they were still good, but that was also the point. If you're good, why not try to be as good as you possibly can be? Why not try to make sure, in case you have injuries across the board, you still have other people there who can make plays? And so I'll just get back to that. Again, I'm not claiming that this was a justification and this proves me absolutely right. I'm just saying this was the gist of what I was saying. And I did not ever say that by letting all those guys, they're terrible. I thought they were still going to be pretty good. Now, after you lose Bosa, after you lose Warner, all those other things. But like the way you talk about they missed an opportunity at the trade deadline to go get somebody. But I understood that because I didn't think they were that great. The same thing, though. You could have had Dre Greenlaw, Leonard Floyd, all the people that Malik Collins, all the people we've talked about, and had the young players. It wasn't one or the other. That's the point I really want to emphasize. It wasn't one or the other. You could have had both. And now they're down to Garrett Wallow and Sam Okwuonu and all the other people we know they're going to be counting on. Cleveland Furl, Keon White. They've done well. They've gotten to 12-5. I give them full credit. But this was what I was talking about in March, the more subtle point. They weren't getting rid of starters. They weren't getting rid of guys who were super valuable. But sometimes those are guys that you absolutely need at the very end of a season. Okay, end of spiel. And you can counter me on that if you wish.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, Leonard Floyd would have been, he's not going to bring home 10 sacks for you, but he's going to play the run better than the 49ers defensive ends did last night. They stood out in poor run play. And the safeties, I can't tell if the safeties are bad at tackling or they're just getting pressure that in this system, they don't normally get. I mean, this is a, you know, line outward type of team. They put all of their resources into the defensive line, and then your linebackers, and then they're able to get away with lower caliber or kind of lower value safeties on the back end. And now those safeties are, you know, oftentimes the first line of defense, or rather the first opponent that the tailback encounters. And they just don't have the wherewithal to take them down all the time. Usually that's Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw getting in there. Usually the defensive line offers some sort of obstruction to kind of slow the foot speed, to gum up the play in some way. And this group just doesn't do that.
Yeah, they're not.
So, I mean, the only thing that can screw it up for the Eagles is if they overthink it and they do something like the Colts did, which was inexplicably try to throw the ball a lot at the beginning of the game and get behind, and then sort of take themselves out of the running game by themselves. I don't think that the Eagles will make that mistake.
Well, the Colts were scoring. They just had the fumble, right? They had the kickoff return fumble. That's what turned the game. And then they couldn't keep scoring, and they couldn't stop the 49ers from scoring. But, you know, I thought they were fine throwing the ball early. They just had the fumble that the 49ers turned into a touchdown, I think, to go up 14-7 or whatever that was. And that was where it ended, or it really got problematic for the Colts. I don't expect the Eagles to do that. I expect the Eagles to be running the ball and running the ball and running the ball and then throwing over the top. If there's an over-the-top deep pass on the first series, and we're not sure if was it A.J. Brown or was it Devontae who fumbled it or didn't catch it and they didn't challenge
Devontae.
It right away? Yeah, it was Devontae. They should probably challenge. We know Shanahan's going to have an early challenge on one of those right away, because that they weren't going to win that game anyway once all else that happened, but they probably lost it beginning with that play, which was a clear not – completion, but they didn't catch it. It was early, and you could tell it's like a minute and a half into the game. I could tell, you know, you don't want to challenge necessarily, but it was like a 40-yard pass early on that set up the Eagles' first touchdown. But the 49ers come right back down and did Purdy get hurt on the first series coming back? Yeah.
It would have been a butterfly effect thing. That's not a first down. The Eagles punt, and the whole kind of dynamic goes off.
The series of plays. The series of plays changes forever. Sliding quarterback elbows is what we'll call that. So, all right, Barrows, you got anything else? You booked everything good for Philly?
I'm all booked up for Philly. Get in Saturday afternoon, out really early on Monday. So I'm trying to spend as little time in Philadelphia as possible.
Philly should just need to get to know you, Barrows. I know them. They will embrace you as one of their own. I don't know if they embrace me, but I used to be one of their own. I think there's still some people who remember my days back there, the Philadelphia Daily News, covering those Eagles, Buddy Ryan Eagles, Randall Cunningham, Reggie White, my buddy Mike Quick. He'll save me. He's my guy. So Merrill Reese, all those guys. It'll be good to see them when we're back in Philly. Barrows, you got anything else?
Well, only that we should note that, you know, the two best running backs that the 49ers faced in 2025 were Bijan Robinson and Jonathan Taylor. And they handled both of those guys under 50 yards for both of them. The caveat there is that, you know, certainly against Robinson and the Falcons, you know, Mykal Williams was still around at that point. Tatum Bethune was, you know, still full of, you know, health and vigor and energy. They had great energy in both of those games. It's just very hard to imagine them summoning that given, you know, who's not going to be there. As you said, I mean, really it's only, Diamador Lenore, who's kind of a top line player that's left on that defense. I mean, it's hard to measure this, but I guarantee you this is the most talentless defense in the postseason right now. It has to be. There's just no way. They had 20 sacks, Tim. That's a franchise low for the 49ers in a non-strike shortened season. And they managed to do that in a year where you play 17 games. I mean, most of the measure is against 16 and fewer game seasons. They had 20 in a 17-game season.
Yes. Jets didn't make the playoffs, did they? I don't know. Jets were in there? Maybe they would qualify. But other than that, no.
Had 26 sacks. There.
Oh, didn't they? No interceptions. That's correct.
No interceptions, yes.
Yeah. And the 49ers didn't have many interceptions either. Very, very weird stats. They got outrushed on the season. Very weird for a Shanahan team. These are all bizarre things, but you can string it out if your offense is cooking. That's the general theme. And when they go up against better teams, certainly on the road, it's going to be very tough in the weather with a veteran playoff team. It's going to be tough. So tough, everybody. We'll be back with a show later in this week. I don't know how much more we can add to what we just said, but we will. We'll color it in who's been practicing, who hasn't. Maybe some other look ahead to this game. And I'm sure people will be interested in listening. They always are, Barrows. They want to hear what we have to say. They want to hear what you have to say.
We can talk about the rare guys that started all 17 games.
Okay, okay.
Which is interesting because it's usually the same guys over and over again. And the 49ers got rid of some of those guys, as you noted, in the offseason. Guys that play 17 games usually are the guys that play 17 games again the next year in their careers. The big exception this year was Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah. Hey, don't tip it off. We're going to need the material later. But yeah,
there
that was
go.
A huge.
There we go. That's our Wednesday, Thursday material right there.
There you go. People can't wait for it. All right, everybody. We won't tip it off any more than that. That is our show for today. We'll be back later this week. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.